Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. It is the 1st of December, and Michelle has some announcements. Go right ahead, Michelle.
Oh, hi, everyone.
Sometimes I talk too long. Now you get the stage right away.
That was quick. That was quick.
Yeah, I'm learning slowly. Maybe it's my low-carb diet I just decided to go on completely.
Yes, Bill, that looks so healthy over there.
Yeah, berries and yogurt.
Few berries.
And a little bit of meat, and that's it.
Although you probably should have had it before we went on the air. But
no, I did. I had it. I'll have some later. There's no rush.
Just in your breaks, right?
Yeah, there you go. Only breaks.
That's nice. Anyways, yes, congratulations, Bill, for getting yourself on a low-carb diet there. Good for you.
Combined with the nutraceuticals, it's wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, everyone, for making a very successful Thanksgiving sale. I know a lot of you got a lot of supplements, and you're going to be healthy and everything because of it.
Absolutely. Plus, if you have any help or you want to give me a report, you can easily email report free. Just email me, and I'll respond. And because you purchased any product, if you have time windows, I'll give you a call back, too, in various time windows.
I guess I'll get right into today we're not going to talk about too much because we have lots of emails and we have lots of people that called this week. Because now I'm on the phone a lot more, pretty much every day. Chris helps a bit on Wednesday and Friday because he's doing a lot of the shipping. That's our 26-year-old son. So since Mitzi's gone a couple of months, I'm doing a lot of I love it. I love picking up the phone, don't I, Bill?
Indeed. In fact, I think people love talking to you. And you can often convey the nutritional wellness information better than me because you speak people.
Well, I usually ask you for the answers. And
I give the answer.
I translate.
You translate and convert. Yeah. That's funny.
Well, Bill, I did speak with Pam. Hi, Pam. I know you're listening today because a couple things happening in her life. Her husband just got home. He had an aneurysm.
Oh, really?
And he's home from the hospital, but he's recovering.
Did he have surgery, like a background graft?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, if someone contacts me, the first thing to take to slow the aneurysm from expanding is collagen max. It strengthens the collagen and elastin, so if you're watching it every so many months, the size of the increase in centimeters or the rate of increase, you want to take it immediately, stops it from increasing. So it often save you either or delay, save you completely so it doesn't expand to a surgical level, or it can delay and make it less urgent, because sometimes if the rupture, you can die faster than if you're beheaded. That's
okay,
how fast it is.
How would you know if you're susceptible you're going to have an aneurysm? How would you know?
You wouldn't know at all. Some people don't have back pain or anything. They just have it.
And what are some of the symptoms?
There aren't. Oh. That's why I use a saying, and of course it's a sarcastic saying, but it's typical of me. Major symptoms will bother you. Minor symptoms will cause you great suffering, and no symptoms can kill you.
Okay.
So you have to understand that the only way to tell is through a screening ultrasound, which basically anybody with hypertension should have a screening ultrasound of their upper abdomen to look at if their aorta is expanding. Because usually you'll see at the just below the diaphragm, if you're getting aortic aneurysm, it's rare to have it in the arch of the aorta that doesn't extend below the diaphragm.
And what causes it? Why do people
weakness of the proline transhydroxylase that makes elastin and collagen. So because you have become weak, often mineral deficient of, say, copper and zinc, you'll end up with weakness of the connective tissues, and it'll start to stretch, just like a balloon that's not made of good plastic.
So those of us that take Collagen Max every day, that's a preventative.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, Pam has a problem with the sensitivity to formaldehyde, Bill. But she says that she can't go to new hotels or anything. She gets sick immediately. She can't, like, gets a headache, and she can't go to any new hotels. And certain perfumes, too.
Well, I'll reference back research that I did with Dr. Chung, C-H-U-N-G, and Dr. Vujardhani, V-O-J-D-A-N-I, mm-hmm. who's a director now for the last 30-some years, of Immunosciences Lab in Los Angeles, used to be in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And they were working at UCLA, and because I got connected back in 1980, we did research where I sent down hundreds of bloods from out-of-body workers and others. And we were looking at three chemicals, antibodies to human serum albumin, which is the main protein in your blood,
mm-hmm.
attached to formaldehyde, trimethylamine anhydride, which is diesel fuel exhaust, and toluene diisocyanate, which is fast-drying pain solvent. For making paint on cars that he just introduced a few years before. And the reason why I got involved is that all these out-of-body workers without separate air systems, because they didn't have back then, were getting dementia, cardiac induction problems, cancer, etc. Formaldehyde basically is ubiquitous. If you have a gas stove in your house, you're going to get formaldehyde exposure. If you're using perfumes, you're going to get formaldehyde exposure. If you have outgassing of new building materials, they give formaldehyde, so you get sensitized. Once you're sensitized, you don't just attach to HSA or human serum albumin. Excuse me. It makes me choke thinking about it because it's such a serious problem. And it's ignored by the building industry. It's ignored by people that have that. For example, we watch House Center International, and they're pushing it like crazy to have inside the house these heating elements like heating stoves or cooktops that are all gas. And they're all dangerous. They all generate formaldehyde and other toxic chemicals.
So if you have a gas stove, you're going to get formaldehyde?
Everybody.
Well, didn't you do a test on me like
years ago,
20-some years ago or something, and wasn't I sensitive to that, to formaldehyde?
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right. Now, the thing is,
and certain perfumes, I have to be careful.
Right. And the problem is it's not a minor thing because if it attaches to, say, brain proteins, it can cause anti-brain antibodies or activated T lymphocytes and cause dementia. One of the things that's the biggest cause of death in Britain now is dementia. And there's three major factors. Number one is volatile chemicals in building materials in homes.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is bread, because the bread proteins look identical to the S100 protein in the brain, and they glide in a fraction of weak gluten, for
example.
Number
three?
And number three is scalar radiation from cell phones, Wi-Fi networks, which within 30 to 40 seconds break down the blood-brain barrier, especially in younger people, but in older people too.
Well, Pam says she just gets very irritable and she has to get out of there.
Right. And what it's doing is if she's sensitized, you can, firstly, we can get you homeopathics to help desensitize you. But you need to take nutraceuticals. The most important thing is if you're sensitized, you're going to generate singlet oxygen radical, hydroperoxy radical, and nitroperoxy. So that's ultrathiamin B1, cell detox glutathione, and gamma E+. So you want to take all three of those to reduce, and also take cell defense plus, which is our curcumin, because you get an upregulation of cytokine levels throughout your body, which can cause autoimmune disease, make your cells and tissues weaken so you damage your mitochondria so you can get mitochondrial defects, and cancer. So formaldehyde sensitivity is a risk factor for cancer and autoimmune or degenerative conditions. So you want to buffer your body with Cell Defense Plus, which is our curcumin product, and the others, ones for free radicals.
Next, Bill is Mauricio from the East Coast. He's been with us for ages. He he got the Sinuplex on your recommendation already, but he's wondering how much Nutridyne would you put in the Sinuplex because he has sinusitis.
When you have 800 mils in the Sinuplex machine, you want to put in about maybe 20 drops in the machine. You can go as high as 30, but I usually recommend 20 in the machine. And because you're going to irrigate 200 mils per side, you have to fill it twice a day.
Okay. And what about the NutriSilver? Is that
NutriSilver, again, the dosage I usually recommend
would
there.
Would you use that for sinusitis?
I would use it, but I just spray it directly in, and I would probably take 2 to 3 sprays every 2 hours in each nostril, just either a little vertical nasal spray tip that you can attach. You know, like the old, we had the Silver 100 tips where you can buy them in a pharmacy and just kind of pour the fluid into the little nasal sprayer.
Russ?
One of the things I was talking about before is the idea of maybe us carrying a few of the little nasal spray bottles.
Yeah, I know.
Which are cheap, they're a few bucks, and then they can just add it to their order.
Oh, my gosh, that reminds me. We have an announcement.
We have several announcements.
We have a big announcement about the Mountain Reindeer, finally, and you've got all your licensing and everything.
Yeah, and what's happening is the Mountain Red Velvet. Do you tell us, you give the story, honey.
No, I'm not going to say the story. I just thought, is it okay to say it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mentioned it briefly yesterday.
It will be on the shelf.
Probably before Christmas.
Yeah, well, maybe. You know, if you say before Christmas, it's probably the first of the new year.
Nothing
ever happens as fast as it's supposed to.
Actually, the people at Encapsulate can do the labeling and everything. And it's being shipped from Texas today.
So you did announce it yesterday.
Yeah, just briefly.
That's a big announcement for today.
It is, yeah. Good. Red Deer Velvet DR is the most powerful building block for regenerating your tissues and organs ever developed in history.
And the DR is for what?
Delayed release, so it goes down your lower small bowel, gets myosinized, and goes to your eighth-year tissue.
And for Dr. Bill.
Exactly.
You've been hearing
And we're back. And Michelle, you have lots of questions, so let's proceed.
Yes, Russ from Ohioville has bursitis. Do you have a protocol for him?
Yeah, the first thing you want for bursitis is you want to take Inflamex, five capsules roughly. If a big person, six capsules twice a day.
Really?
You want to take Tendinmender, one capsule twice a day. And then if you have calcification, see on an x-ray, you want to take full vitamin K2, 1 to 2 capsules twice a day.
Okay.
That's your starter protocol. And if it doesn't resolve pretty quickly within a few weeks, then we can add other things to the protocol, but that's the starter. We would add perhaps down the road maybe Mountain Red Velvet, but our new one will be even superior to that. That's going to be really helpful.
I was talking to Richard from Ohio, and I realized I needed to tell you out there that the wellness protocols, yes, they're now it's $95 for a year, $9.95 for a month. However, if you are a member of the NutriMedical family, one of our customers, we will send it to you. Just to email myself, NutriMedical@MichelleDeagle.com. If you do email Bill, you'll just send it off to me, Bill.
I will
copy and paste any protocol that you want.
It's better to actually send it directly to me. Do you know why? If the protocol's old, I update the protocol, and then I send the updated one.
Okay.
Plus, I do it on the site. So if they go to drbilldeagle@hotmail.com, I'll send you a copy so you have the updated copy.
Boy.
But I usually will update it.
You're getting all the emails now.
It should, actually, because I get a much faster response. Like, I try to get them even rushing, you know, right after the show, and I'm doing all the uploading to Deagle-Network. It's important for me to respond quickly. Some of them are pretty urgent or emergency consults.
Walter Bill from British Columbia, Canada, broke his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Any advice? I guess he's having a hard time healing.
Well, the first thing is...
It's the strength, he said. Yeah. The strength is what he's not getting back.
The problem is the shoulder capsule, if you get it injured or broken, tends to fuse. You tend to get what we call shoulder capsulitis. And so you need to be on Inflamex, like I mentioned earlier, Tendon Mender, and full vitamin K2. And I would add Mountain Red Velvet. And the inflammation is pretty severe. You have to watch out, too, to remineralize the bones, which is Bone Generator, Micell D3, Myco D2, and Collagen Max. Because the 42% of the dry weight of your bone. So if you break a shoulder, it usually indicates your bones are weaker than they should be.
Yeah, remember with Walter, he wanted to hear this again, because I don't know if you recall, he's the guy that fell off the ladder, and I think we brought this up a few months ago. But Walter, I know you're listening, and Dr. Bill just gave you the full protocol for you there.
Right, and if you have any questions, just email me and I'll give it to you, and it's free.
And then we have Mara, you know Mara from New York. She wants to know, she wants you to explain, what causes gallstones?
Well, you have excess amounts of inflammation. Usually there's a stealth infection like Helicobacter pylori or others. There's often excess minerals like bilirubin, oxalates, or other things that crystallize, and they crystallize and form a nidus to form stones. Usually they get sludgy first, and then it starts to do stone formation in layers. So if you actually cut through one of them, you'll see there's layers that build up over time. So if you have high oxalates or high uric acid, or high bilirubin, you're going to form different types of stones.
Okay.
So you deal with those based nutraceutically, and we actually have nutraceuticals for each type of stone. That's why I tell people, if you're ever able to recover gallstones in your stool, we can send them off to the pathology lab in North Florida for the U.S. military, and they'll do a nuclear spectroscopy and tell us what the content is, so I can actually tell you what things to do to make sure you don't make more stones.
Mara has a friend. She's only 18 years old. She's the daughter of her of Mara's friend.
Right.
And Bill, she's suffering. Her name is Mariah. That's a pretty name, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
She's suffering from tinnitus. And don't we hear a lot of people nowadays suffering from tinnitus?
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't realize it doesn't just come from the cochlea in the middle ear. It comes from the brain.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's caused by the use of cell phones or wires. If you have your headset or these wireless headsets plugged into your ears and you're walking around with a wireless thing, you're actually pumping into your temporal lobe of your brain, which is beyond the cochlea in the actual insula of the brain, in oxidative stress. So most people with tinnitus, they discovered this almost 100 years ago when they had bad tinnitus, they would cut the cochlear nerve and actually make people deaf because their tinnitus was that bad. And it didn't stop it. It made it worse because it originated from the brain.
Oh, no.
So the problem is you have to treat it as a brain issue. So the first thing I recommend, number one, is you have to stop brain inflammation. You want Calm Mind and Brain Mag, Cognition Plus Brain Power. You want the three antioxidants, CoQ10, ubiquinol, and then the Gamma E Plus to stop nitroproxy radical, cell detoxyglutathione to stop the hydroproxy radical, and singlet oxygen, which is the transketolase and ultrathiamine B1. And we have what's called ear care in the air, and it has a number of things that are very helpful for stopping tinnitus and hearing loss.
And Mara also, Bill, she wants to know what causes kidney stones.
Same thing, kind of thing as gallstones. Just different things. For example, most common is things like calcium oxalate, calcium pyrophosphate, etc. Depending on the excess amount in your urine, you'll start crystallizing in your kidneys. And we can have nutraceuticals that will take care of each one depending on the... So we can send off a 24-hour urine, or we can send off kidney stones to, again, a nuclear spectroscopy lab that can actually tell you the identity of the crystal structure, and then we give you nutraceuticals so you don't form stones anymore.
Good. Are you ready for the emails?
Yeah.
We'll start with Ron. I was told by the Veterans Hospital in 2013 that I have Graves' disease and put on, what's that, methimazole?
Methimazole.
And?
Etanolol.
Now, 5 years later, my thyroid is still normal, but I continued on the Tinerol, you said?
Etanolol.
On a low dose for the high pulse rate, even though my blood pressure was fine and thyroid okay. I have a constant high pulse at least 80 and 95.
Yeah.
And pounding of the heart, especially at night. I'm also nervous and anxious. I'm 78, but in good overall health, right?
Yeah.
142 pounds. He says he's a non-meat eater, non-smoker or drinker. Walks 1 to 2 miles a day. So he doesn't want to go and get synthetic medicine. Could you please tell me which products would help me?
Well, the first ones to start with are Calm Mind and Brain Mag to work in the brain areas to control the autonomic nervous system. When you see a condition like this, you have a chronic disturbance of the balance between the cortisol, which is a stress hormone, and the medulla of the adrenal glands that actually produce norepinephrine and dopamine. For example, when somebody gets hypoglycemia, if you measure the blood sugar when they're telling you have symptoms, most of the time their pulse is going up like a rocket, and they're very tense and anxious, they're having an anxiety attack, and their blood sugar is fine. And the reason is when their cortisol drops, which is the main hormone that counters your effective insulin, shoving your blood sugar down, the only way to make it up is to have a dump of norepinephrine and dopamine. So what's happened because he's been under chronic stress with Graves, hyperthyroidism, his adrenal glands are thrown out of balance. So even if we did a morning cortisol that was normal, or if we did cortisol data points during the day with DHEA and melatonin levels, which you can do in saliva, the most probable thing is that he has elevated levels of norepinephrine and dopamine. And the new nutraceutical we'll have available in a few weeks, I would add to that protocol I just gave.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called Stress Go. And it's a special formula with a whole bunch of combinations of things that'll downregulate the overactive cortisol levels and the overactive adrenal activity of norepinephrine and dopamine. The other one that he should start right now is Cardiovasc, because it has a number of things that will actually rebalance the autonomic nervous system.
Doug from Ohio. When I exercise, even at a moderate level, I sometimes need to take a nap. My energy level is not what it used to be. I usually wake up at night, 1 to 3 a.m., and he said my background is years of stress and loss of sleep. I think I have fatigued adrenals, he says. Obviously, I've been doing some study on this. What would you suggest that of your nutraceuticals?
Well, first off, I would do a saliva test, which is one time unit consult, and we do data points of saliva throughout the day. If the adrenals are low, he's getting surges of adrenaline, we would give him adrenal support gland, 2 capsules in the morning.
Okay. And you've got that in.
And welcome back, Michelle. You have more questions? Go right ahead.
Thomas, in an email, I have weak urine stream and sometimes a double stream frequently. Do you have something to help with that?
Yeah, he's got prostate problems. So you want to have prostate flow, and I'd start off with a higher dosage, 2 soft gels twice a day, bladder up, 2 capsules twice a day, and Swedish flower pollen, 2 tablets 4 times a day. I'd also assume that there's infection in the prostate with obstruction, so he needs Neutrodyne 15 drops in water 3 times a day and Allicin Med capsules 3 times a day. We can also add Nutrimune 26Y, NutriSilver, and NutriDefense as a second line if the first, within 2 to 4 weeks, doesn't cause reversal of symptoms. It's not benign because you can, number one, if you lose your prostate function, number one, you can block your kidneys off and cause kidney failure. Number two, you'll stop being able to have sex because you won't be able to maintain erections, because as soon as you have erections, if you've got prostatism, you'll lose your erections. So it's important that you correct the problem before it becomes a medical disaster or a sexual disaster.
David is next. I think he's from Wisconsin.
Louder, honey.
Idaho. David from
Idaho.
Speak a
little louder, honey.
Why?
You're real calm and quiet today after the big thing you did this morning with getting Matthew all moved over to...
I know Matthew's moving to Arizona to Flagstaff, and yes, I've been up since like 5 this morning. Maybe I'm falling asleep. I don't know. And I can take a nap. I've never taken a nap in my life.
After stress, though, you become calm and very relaxed. But you can put up the adrenaline to get yourself going, and then afterward, you're...
Well, okay, I'll try to perk up for you.
Yeah,
Bill.
Just be loud enough so that the audio picks up.
Okay. Now, next is David from Idaho.
Uh-huh.
David says, this isn't very funny. This is 30 years ago. I had my skull crushed in a motor vehicle accident in Maui. We tried to have a medical... Oh, he goes on to say what he was doing, bioplasma bill and different mind-body techniques.
All kinds of stuff
he's tried.
Right.
He even tried taking massive amounts of colloidal minerals and stuff like that. Anyways, he's coming to you, Bill, because he needs some help. He's lacking in sleep. We hear that a lot, right? And he thinks he's low testosterone, and it's making him depressed. Insomnia.
Yeah, the thing is that people can stop being their doctor. They can describe the symptoms, but the thing that happens with a lot of doctors, too, if you don't test, you don't know. It's like the old carpentry rule, measure twice, cut once. If you don't test, you have no idea what's really going on. You can have some idea of a menu if you have good experience, like I've been doing this for 40 years. But otherwise, until you test, you don't know. So if he's had a post-traumatic head injury, he's going to have upregulated glial cell production of neutral free radicals, like a gamma peroxy radical.
Mm-hmm.
If he's got the low testosterone, that's very common because males are, their sex hormone binding globulin protein increases, and so you also, your production hormone decreases, so you have both going on. Yeah, that's why we have the MinzMax, which unfortunately is delayed for another few weeks before we get it. But the hormone synergy will stop you converting it to female hormone, which is another problem, especially if you are overweight or your liver's act to convert the hormone. So fat cells and livers will actually convert your male hormone to female. So you want to block that. And then you want to make sure you supply the building blocks, which is DHA, pregnenolone, and testo cream. 8 pumps to the neck, axilla underneath your arm and your groin every morning, and you'll have the base material going that bypasses the liver because it's transdermal, goes directly to your testicles that work.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be taking external hormones, or your actual testicles will become like grapes or raisins, depending on how much they shrink.
All right. Bill, Neil is next from Missouri.
Uh-huh.
You can hear that, can't you?
Oh, yeah, you're nice.
Hopefully
and loud.
Hopefully I'm louder out there. I apologize. I was too quiet there. But I'm not quite asleep yet. Anyway, he goes on. He starts off saying that his takes his temperature under his arm or something. It's in the morning when he wakes up. It's 96.5, And then he said,
so he's actually, he's hypothermic, so he's basically hypothyroid.
Okay.
Yeah. If you do a thyroid test with a Gerotherm alcohol thermometer or two-digit pregnancy digital thermometer, and your temperature is a degree or more below zero, low than your hypothyroid. And the problem is the clinical evaluation is more accurate than blood tests because people can have a normal T4 and T3, but every body compartment is separate. Your compartment on your fat tissues and your brain is separate from other, and the blood test will not tell you, especially if you have elevated reverse thyroid hormone, which most doctors don't measure. And if your RT3 is high, your TSH is useless to measure it.
Well, he said he went to the doctor, and the doctor refused to order the additional thyroid labs that you recommended. Can we do those on our diagnostic? You can do that.
Yes.
You do a consult, now you can do testing.
Yeah. I can send a test kit to them anywhere in the world.
And
we can send a test kit, and we do the more advanced tests, too. We don't just measure, T4 and T3. We measure free T4, free T3, free reverse T3, and high sensitivity TSH, and I also tell people to give a body temperature chart before they twitch their muscles and get up walking around and going to the bathroom, which raises their core temperature just by the muscle twitching. So you want to do the test. And the core thing is if your temperature is low, you're hypothyroid. And 50 times to 100 times more common is what's called type 2, which is related to hypertension, obesity, diabetes, and basically thyroid blockade by reverse thyroid hormone.
He goes on to say that he noticed a floater in the corner of his right eye. Now, this is a few weeks ago, this email is, isn't it, Neil? You've probably heard from, do you think that you responded to him yet?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, go ahead.
So he's got a floater in the corner of his right eye, Bill, and he was diagnosed with superior oblique, what's that? And what's this? In the right eye.
I think he spelled it funny there. by coma and nystagmus in the right eye. Basically, what happened is he's getting oxidation probably of the vestigial vessels for the lens. When you're a fetus and the lens is developing, there's a blood vessel that becomes transparent.
Yeah.
If it oxidizes, you'll see a floater that floats around.
Oh.
Unless it's a tear of your retina and your actual retina when you're flapping in the wind, if you want to call it.
Can you get a floater for someone hitting you in the eye, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hit with a baseball or some other punch, martial arts. The thing to do is to take Can-See eye drops and Nutritrella and carnosine D-Link. Along with the antioxidants I mentioned before for cell detox, glutathione, the gamma A plus, and the ultrathiamin B1, because you've got in front of reverse the oxidative stress that's oxidizing and making them translucent rather than transparent. And as a result, you start to see these little things. The first one's called asteroid hyalosis, or soap bubbles that can be in the eye from oxidized fats and hyaluronic acid. The other is actual vestigial vessels, like the vessel to the lens. Or even a partial, limb of the retina. You can lift up from the side and then kind of fold in and kind of come across the visual axis.
Next, Bill, is JP in an email. This looks familiar. I have numbness on the left side of my body. It started 2 days ago with euphoria. It comes and goes, but there are no other symptoms except left side numbness, slight difficulty with vision, ringing in the ears, and an excited mind.
Yeah, that usually is a combination of symptoms of a migraine. And it also can be a sign of a tension ischemic attack. So migraines are at risk of cancer, of stroke. So the first thing we do is we use things to stop the vasospasm. That's bite into a CoQ10 ubiquinol and hold it in your mouth for 10 minutes twice a day. Number two, you want the antioxidants I just mentioned to protect oxidative stress, and magnesium, which is the brain magnesium L3-8, to stop the inflammation and spasm and the non-motor seizures in the parts of the brain. So, again, the cognition plus, the brain power, will protect your brain tissue, and you stop the free radical spasm, because what happens is it's in the dilatory phase of the vessels that you'll get the neurological symptoms of numbness, tingling, and visual. But those are all symptoms of, if you want to call it partial, migraine, where you get numbness and visual disturbances and so on.
Really?
Yeah. And they also can be look very much like a transient ischemic attack, which is warning of a stroke. So the first thing I recommend they do, too, is a regular doctor, which I tell them, do a B-scan ultrasound of their carotid arteries to make sure they don't have calcified plaque that's breaking off. And do a heart test, and they have to do a transesophageal, which means the catheter has to drop down their throat to look at the heart from the side. Because 25% of the population has an osteosecunda flap valve. And people don't realize that if you have a clot in your legs or somewhere else, the only way you can get across from the right side to the left side is if that valve is open. And 25% of people have it. If you don't have it, You don't have to be as freaked out, but natokinase is the thing to stop the clots from propagating. So natokinase, 4 to 6 capsules twice a day.
And when you have a heart attack, that's numbness on your left too, isn't it?
Well, it can be another sign. It can be a warning sign, yeah. Usually you'll see lateralizing, you know, right side head, left side body, that kind of thing.
We should talk about that when we come back. It's interesting.
Yeah. Everybody can hear your sweet voice telling people answers or asking the right questions. Go right ahead.
Hey, remember when we left off a minute
louder,
ago?
Louder, honey.
Seriously, I thought I am loud.
No, you're not loud enough, I can tell.
Are you kidding?
No.
I must be sleepy.
You are, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, pretend you're having a disagreement, although you're not, with me. So
okay,
usually you get much louder.
Okay, if I'm having a fight with you, I'm going to talk like this.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay,
so pretend
stop
it is.
It.
Okay,
stop
go ahead.
It
go ahead, yeah.
Okay. I wanted to know, just for myself, since you were talking about hearts and aneurysms today and everything else, how does a person know if they're going to have a heart attack? I thought it was the left side, the left arm goes numb.
No, it's useless. As I said, that's the saying I said before.
What?
Major symptoms will bother you. Minor symptoms will give you great grief and suffering. And no symptoms will kill you. So they're... The problem with symptom-based medicine, whether it's chiropractic medicine, osteopathy, or even oriental acupuncture medicine, is it's too late, too little. And it's often the wrong thing. So you have to actually do screening to find out what's wrong. You have to do testing.
But what does it feel like before you have a heart attack? I thought people's arms,
55% of women,
no.
55% of women before they have a heart attack and faceplant or die instantly
mm-hmm.
have no symptoms. Same with men, 30-35%. So you can't base it on symptoms.
Well,
now, some
if there are symptoms, what are they?
Well, they can vary. You can have jaw pain if it's you can refer to the jaw or the head. You can get to the shoulder or your arm. It refers to the same autonomic nerves as your esophagus. You may think you have indigestion or you're having a bad meal.
Yeah.
So
okay, that's the answer I was looking for.
That's a partial answer. But remember, you don't have to have symptoms to have bad problems.
Yeah.
So if you want to tell if someone's going to have a heart attack, the best way to tell is to do, number one, a lipid electrophoresis to find out what lipids are out of whack and what cytokines are there. Then to do a high-speed CT scan to see if you have calcification, because if you're going to get plaque that'll kill you and throw off and fall and form a clot,
mm-hmm.
the 8-second CT scan is more accurate than a treadmill stress test or even a cardiac CT scan. If you've got calcification, you're on the way to something bad. It's usually a bifurcation of vessels like the anterior descending and circumflex arteries or whatever. If you have those, we give you things like cardiovascular, full-vitamin K2, Omega Supreme Pro, which is anti-inflammatory, things to decalcify the plaque and reduce the inflammation there. And to get rid of the nanobacteria, because remember, everybody that has a heart attack has infected biofilm from the same bugs that are growing around your gums.
George from West Virginia. I talked to you about my friend Lisa, 56-year-old female, who has fibromyalgia. I got the Cognition Plus CalmMind and Inflamex, and she's been taking Lyrica, which helps some. Does she need to stop this med or not?
Yes. It's a very bad med and increases risk of suicide. In a few weeks when we have I think she's continuing, she's already on, but I would add to make sure if she's not taking Brain Mag, she needs to be on that, and she needs to be on CalmMind. The next one to add is what's called the hormone is what's called the 5-HTP cross, and it's called cross because it means controlled release, and it crosses a blood-brain barrier. You invented the name cross because it's very clever. Serotonin doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier, but 5-HTP does. And if you've got a disturbance, if you want to have fibromyalgia, you've got serotonin deficiency in specific nuclei in the brain, and this is how to correct it.
Let's see. Jason from Kansas. My wife has really thin hair and went to a naturopath to figure out what was wrong after nothing else was working. Her blood test came back with really low iron levels. She's been taking several forms of ferritin and has gotten her levels up to 30 ng per ml, whatever. But it's really affected her digestion and no hair growth yet.
Because if you're taking iron too or any other form of iron, which even the naturopaths use, it'll cause constipation and gastric irritation. Our iron 3, which is called ferritin, will not do that. It's made from beef spleen. Secondly, it doesn't cause thinning hair. Thinning hair is due to hypothyroidism most commonly, and hormonal deficiencies like menopause, which we can correct with the transdermal creams, DHEA, pregnenolone, and progesterone. And should very commonly hypothyroidism, which needs mitothyroid, do not ever take a synthetic like Synthroid, levothyroxine. And you need 7 minerals for prime deiodination, neutrodyne, selenium, cruciferate, and the minerals and minerals plus and vitamin max. So if you have thin hair, we can do testing to find out if you have hypothyroidism or hyperthyroidism plus deficiencies of female hormones. The other thing is if you're deficient in specific minerals for collagen and hair growth, for example, like zinc and copper, you're going to have problems too. So those are easily corrected with the vitamin max and minerals plus because they're albion chelates, which is a protein chelate. It's not like a ionic mineral. It's carried actively across the cell membrane, so it's an award-winning technology that other companies don't use.
Tracy from Florida. Hi, I have 2 questions. One, can I open the capsules of the Vitamineral Max and take them that way as I have trouble swallowing pills?
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, or you can just get the Vitamineral Mix, which is a fruit-flavored mix, which is good. So I would prefer if she just switched her over to the mix and then she takes a scoop and throws it in water.
Now, she says, my second question is, I've been doing this, and is it normal for my urine to be green in color after taking the vitamins?
No, it'll turn yellow. It won't turn green. If it's green, you're eating too much of certain kinds of veggies that are going to show up, or you're detoxing something nasty out of your liver. So it's unlikely to show. If you're dumping a lot of bile, sometimes it'll cause your urine to turn green in your stool.
Dave from Oklahoma. He said, give a big shout for Dr. Bill, M.D., Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D., and your wonderful wife, for all the tremendous education and care and teaching and medical truth, because you will never, ever hear this come from any other M.D. in the medical field. My only prayer is that you never, ever stop what you're doing. From one person who is extremely grateful for what you are giving the public and your tremendous products.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
and I want to also thank God, because all the talents that I have in the natural, plus the ones that God's given me in the supernatural, because I tell people, I know 8 to 10% of the answers, but I pray, and God will literally inspire me to get the answers. 2 weeks from now, I'm going to lecture thousands of doctors, the top doctors in the world in anti-aging medicine, and I'm also the preceptor for the whole afternoon on anti-aging past, present, and future. I'm going to redo my lecture to add a lot of the stuff that I can't present to the doctors about specific products. So that'll be on video, which will be available free for anybody to watch. What they have to understand, what I'm presenting in the next 5 to 20 years will end aging and disease. And we're talking about the returning the years of Methuselah and the ability to diagnostically intervene and find out if people have illness before they even develop pathology and stop it. So it'll revolutionize healthcare, not only in America, but worldwide in diagnostics.
You've got high hopes. He's got high hopes.
Well, I'm working on a project. My next project is actually a very simple AI
system.
You're
always working on a project.
This one here is a very simple one, and I'm going to announce it now because it's going to be early 2018. It's a list of those health concerns with a set of questions. And you just answer yes, no.
Okay.
And it'll populate your what nutraceuticals you need for the yes, no answers, and it'll even build an email to send to me. That's
cool.
That's going to be very
cool.
It's not going to be complicated. It's going to be simple.
Yes, no.
You hit a specific area of concern. The answer to the questions, and it'll populate your wellness protocols email, and also what nutraceuticals you need.
Ready for another question, Bill?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm looking forward to our trip to Vegas. We're going to have some fun besides you doing all that serious work.
It's not serious. It's actually going to be fun because helping people is fun to actually show a new idea to doctors, and if they run with it, these thousands of doctors, we're going to conquer a lot of things we call aging.
Yeah, I should have let it go.
Yeah.
Anthony from Connecticut. Doctor, I have had high blood pressure for about 8 months, 160 over 110 on average. This all began after a fall on the ice and a broken hip. I have been on standard processed supplements with no success. And 3 weeks ago, I just started your CardioVest.
Right.
My blood pressure is 160 over 108. How long to start seeing results from the CardioVest?
Bump the dosage up first. Most people take too little. They may be taking 1 capsule or just 2 capsules 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people go up for a while to 3 capsules or instead of 30 drops, 45 drops 3 times a day. Then we need to add other nutraceuticals like Supernox to stimulate nitric oxide, things to stop the free radicals like cell detox, glutathione, gamma A plus for nitroproxy, and ultrathiamine B1, and magnesium glycinate, which is the most gabal-tolerant magnesium. So you need to add layers to that. So bump up the dosage of the cardiovascular for a while and add these other layers, and you'll start getting success. And what I usually recommend if people aren't getting success in 2 to 4 weeks, just email me and I'll tell you the next layer to do. And it's free. There's no charge for it. It only becomes a consult if I actually have to order test kits or review medical records.
Right.
Other than that, it's all free. 95% of my emails I do worldwide are free. DrBillDeagle@hotmail.com.
Oh, I guess that's the end of that. I have two more questions, but maybe I can save them for next week.
You did a wonderful job, sweetheart, and you are always so pleasant. Again, people tune into this show because you converted from Dr. Bill into people language.
Even when I'm making fun of you and singing, I'm still pleasant.
Yes, always.
Kidding. You're too kind.
Yeah, I love you.
Thank you for listening. We love you. Don't forget to go online and look up the NutriMedical.
Yeah, and pray for our ministry that we prosper, that we can teach many other doctors to learn, and many other patients to become their own, informed health.
Who's on next?
Next is Harley Schlanger from Germany, from the Lewis Foundation.
Great.
And then Gary Richard Arnold, a political analyst, pundit, and whistleblower.
God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Back in a minute with Hour 2. Stay tuned.
Looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.